Now here is Elaine to introduce our fourth selection of news stories.
We now have four health-related stories. The big story, which also hit the national news, was the latest scandal at the Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust. There are calls for major changes here. The operators of the SOS bus that has supported many late-night revellers in Norwich are disappointed after funding has been cancelled. Norwich scientists have developed a new tool to help patients at risk of an irregular heartbeat, and an urgently needed new medical centre in Rackheath has been given the green light by NHS England.
The region's troubled mental health trust is facing calls for major changes following its latest scandal. The Norfolk and Suffolk NHS Foundation Trust is under fresh scrutiny after it emerged that critical remarks had been removed from a damning report on its mortality data. Campaigners have demanded senior leaders, Chief Executive Stuart Richardson and Chairman Zoe Billingham, step down over the controversy. And Unison, a union which represents many of the Trust's workers, has made its own calls for changes to be made at NSFT. Peter Passingham, who represents Unison in the East, said, "Our thoughts are with the families who will rightly be angry that NSFT appears to have been allowed to write its own report card after the terrible failings at the Trust."
The operators of Norwich's long-running SOS bus say they are disappointed after its funding was pulled. NHS Norfolk and Waveney Integrated Care Board, ICB, announced that it was scrapping funding for the bus run by Voluntary Norfolk after a survey that received more than 500 responses. Despite the decision, the service will keep running on Prince of Wales Road after the ICB announced it would be providing funding to St John's Ambulance. Following the news, Lucy de las Casas, Voluntary Norfolk's Director of Development, thanked all of the volunteers who had worked on the bus down the years. Voluntary Norfolk will be engaging with volunteers and staff in the coming weeks to determine the future of the SOS bus.
Patients at risk of a condition that can increase the likelihood of strokes could be spotted sooner thanks to a new tool developed by Norwich scientists. Researchers at the University of East Anglia have come up with a new way of identifying patients at risk of an irregular heartbeat known as atrial fibrillation. The condition, while not life-threatening, increases people's risk of having a stroke by up to 5 times. The UEA team's study reveals 4 factors that can predict which patients will have atrial fibrillation, including older age, higher diastolic blood pressure, and problems with coordination and function of the upper left chamber of the heart. The team created a tool for doctors which they hope will help diagnose and treat more patients, reducing risk of future strokes. Lead researcher Professor Vasilios Vasiliou from UEA's Norwich Medical School said, "Identifying who is at high risk and more likely to develop atrial fibrillation is very important. This is because it requires specific treatment with anticoagulants, commonly known as blood thinners, to reduce the risk of future strokes."
An urgently needed medical centre near Norwich has been given the green light by NHS England as part of a £25 million investment in Norfolk. Outline plans for a practice in Rackheath in Green Lane East have been approved following a review of a full business case by both health service bosses and the Department for Health and Social Care. The surgery joins a new health hub in King's Lynn in making up a part of a £25.2 million government investment package for the NHS across Norfolk and Waveney. "This is fantastic news for Rackheath and the surrounding villages," said Fran Wymark, Broadland District Councillor for the area, where hundreds of homes are being built. "A high-quality medical facility is exactly what we need, and it will benefit so many people. Infrastructure is so important, and this is a key piece for our community. I am overjoyed," she said.